Chapter 9.
Too large to descend into the jungle gorge, ship was hovering just above the narrow cleft, the far end of its boarding ramp resting on a patch of rocky rim. Beyond this outcropping, a vine-tangled slope climbed steeply to the right, ascending through several kilometers of tree ferns and club mosses to the fume-belching crater atop the volcano's summit. To the left, the slope fell away just as sharply, descending 1,000 meters to the base of the mountain, where a vast swamp lay quivering with the volcano's pent fury. In the bottom of the gorge lay the only hint of the pool they had come to find, a tiny yellow-brown rivulet, so filled with mud and sulfur that Ben could not imagine it coming from anything called the Pool of Knowledge. Vistara stepped into the hatchway next to Ben.
"So where's this Pool of Knowledge?"
she asked.
"Where are we?"
"I don't know about the pool, but we're on the same side of the ridge as the fountain ruins."
Ben stepped out onto the ramp and pointed toward the jagged summit.
"The notches in the crater look like they're in pretty much the same place."
He turned and waved a hand toward the swamp at the foot of the mountain.
"And the only swamp I've seen is near the fountain, too."
Vistara followed him onto the ramp and examined the terrain, then glanced over with a half-smile.
"Show off."
"It would be more impressive if young Skywalker could tell us where to find this pool of knowledge,"
Talon said. He stepped into the hatchway behind them and peered in both directions.
"I'm beginning to fear the Jedi are right about ship being a spy. This is terrain for waterfalls, not pools."
"The pool is here,"
ship insisted.
"The Elder Skywalker has seen it."
Talon's suspicion filled the Force, and he turned to look back into ship's interior.
"You have been here before."
"I've been to the pool," Luke corrected. "But that was while I was mind-walking. It doesn't mean I can find it in the physical world." Talon's Force aura grew acrid.
"If you hope to take me mind-walking again..."
"Skywalker can find it here. He knows what to look for."
Talon narrowed his eyes, then cocked a lavender brow in the direction of Luke's voice.
"Is that so?"
Luke did not answer quickly, and Ben knew his father was weighing options. Ryan Tarr, the Jedi deserter who had served as Luke's mind-walking guide during the visit to Sinkhole Station, had claimed that anyone bathing in the Pool of Knowledge would see all that has passed and all that will come. And that kind of knowledge was simply not something that Talon, or any Sith, could be allowed to acquire. After a moment, Talon let his hand drop toward his lightsaber.
"Well?"
Luke sighed, then stepped into the light just inside the hatchway.
"Look for a grotto,"
he said, peering down into the chasm. The crowns of the tree ferns lay 30 meters below, and the ground was probably another 20 meters beneath that.
"Somewhere in the bottom of the gorge. That's all I can tell you."
Talon smirked.
"Are you sure?"
"Well, I could warn you not to go inside alone, but I doubt you'd trust me on that."
"What makes you think you won't be along to join us?"
This from Kai, who was standing on the ramp between Ben and his father.
"No one here is foolish enough to trust a Jedi he cannot see."
"We need to split up," Luke said. "It's a long gorge, filled with jungle so dense we'll have to cut it away just to see the canyon walls. Every day we spend doing that is another day Abeloth spends recovering."
"Which is probably why she had Ship bring us on this Galoomp chase in the first place," Ben added.
"Assuming she's still alive,"
Talon said.
"You don't believe she's dead any more than I do,"
Luke replied.
"If you did, you wouldn't be here looking for a way to find her."
"Perhaps I enjoy your company, Master Skywalker,"
Talon retorted.
"The opportunity to learn so much about your order is not likely to come my way again soon."
"On that much, I think we agree."
Luke pointed up the gorge.
"How about if Ben and Vistara head upstream, while the rest of us go downstream?